Zendaya like you've never seen her before. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Wow! Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Why Won't You Date Me? A podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you can make me a lasagna and put layers of your cum in there and say, it's ricotta. And I'll say, are you well? My guest today is a stand-up comedian who's been featured on HBO's Crashing, Patriot, and Pause with Sam J. Her new comedy special, Lovejoy, is now available on Peacock. It's Joyelle Nicole Johnson!
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, Virgo. How you doing, boo?
Ooh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm here. I'm glamorous. I am in a Hampton Inn.
Yes, queen, a Hampton Inn. What state?
I am in Brooklyn, New York, and doing the Bell House this weekend with another Virgo, Maria Bamford.
Ugh, I love Maria. She's so fucking funny. You're so funny.
Oh, she's the best. And I love just being, you know, my colleagues, my peers.
Yes, beautiful colleagues. I haven't gotten a chance to watch your special yet, but I love your set on The Tonight Show. I thought it was so funny. And I just loved you talking about your man and how you lived with a younger man or your house traded. Like that, it all made me laugh so hard.
I appreciate that. I really do, because all my stuff is autobiographical. So, you know, I got to teach the children that it's okay that you went through some crazy stuff.
I love it. How did you guys meet?
Okay, I got to preface everybody. It's a little bit sad. He went to college with Kevin Barnett.
Okay.
Yes.
So you met him through Kevin?
We met at the funeral. So I'm just going to say there's going to be an asterisk in my obituary when I die. And I would like for somebody to have sex that meets at my funeral and then maybe have a baby.
You know, okay. Sad, but also uplifting because, you know, we meet at a sad time. But then from the ashes rises a love.
A phoenix love.
A rises. Phoenix love.
Rises, yes, from the ashes.
That's what that is. Your love is a phoenix love. Ooh.
Ooh, we sexy up in here. Yes, we are. So it was Alana Glazer. She fucking set us up. She was like, I think you and Danny would go well together, after she threw a couple of parties. And I was like, okay. So we got a set up. We met in the wild and got set up.
Okay. And obviously, it's going well.
It's going very well.
I peeped him on Instagram. He's very, very cute. Ooh-wee.
Thank you.
So how long did you date before you were like, okay, this is the person. I want to live with them. This is it.
Honestly, it was the first date. And that is just super weird because I'm just going to put it out there. We did it on the first date. We duded it on the first date because I wanted to see. I was dating a dude before him whose penis didn't work. So I wanted to make sure your penis works on the first day.
Yes. I mean, I'm of the same thoughts. That's the class I'm enrolled in. I'm of that school. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, it's not the most important thing, but I'm like, but for some people it is.
It's a chunk of the pie. It's a fifth of the pie at least.
I think so. Yeah, because if like you're missing a fifth of the pie, I'm not getting the whole pie. And guess what? She hungry.
She hungry. Bitches gotta eat.
So how long has it been?
It's been March 1st, 2020, girl. So right before everything went down. So what's that? Over a year and a half? And it's the longest relationship I've ever been in.
Congratulations. We love to hear that.
Thank you. I was single for 17 years doing comedy. You know this dick repellent that is comedy.
Yeah, I always ask. I'm like, so you got chuckle fuckers? And usually the ladies are like, no. Absolutely not. No, men begrudgingly are like, you're funny.
Yeah, I guess you're not funnier than me. They always want to be funnier than us.
Yeah, I wonder what that primal instinct is in men to be like, huh, I swear I'm funnier. Come on.
Especially on the first date. It's like a competition.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're like, it's not a competition, friend. I'm funny. You are funny. We could just be our own funnies.
No, we're funnier than them. So that's ain't nobody gonna out funny you on a date, Nicole Byer. Like, and the problem is, I bet you are just like me, where if a dude says something that's not funny, we are not gonna laugh, and that hurts them even more to bomb in conversation.
It really does, and I'm not throwing up courtesy laughs anymore.
Absolutely not. Bitch, we bombed on stage in front of hundreds of people.
Yes. I'm like, I'm just a person that you're bombing in front of. And it's fine. You'll get me back. You'll get the crowd back at some point.
Maybe. And if you don't, maybe we don't need to go on another date.
Was he okay that you did comedy? Like, what was that like? Because he's not a comedian.
Oh, girl, I made it out. I made it off the off the plantation. I escaped.
Oh, yes, she free.
She free. Give us free. He is a product owner, so he wrangles software developers.
Oh.
Yes. Wow. And he's so funny. That's he's undercover funny. He's a very quiet person, but he be saying the most sarcastic shit, and I love it. So, and he doesn't compete with me at all because he was friends with Kevin. So he's been around comedy. He loves it, but he also be like, do I have to come to that trip? That's why I'm alone in Brooklyn right now. He'd be like, I'm staying home. I'm going
to. Do I have to come? Wait, do you not live in New York?
I live in Georgia now.
Oh, I had no fucking clue.
Yes.
Wow, she's in Georgia.
We moved to Atlanta for the pandemic.
I love it. You were like, let's get to a wilder place than we were.
Absolutely. I got a gun now. Everything's crazy.
You have a gun now?
Yes, girl.
What a wild thing to say. You know, everything's a little crazy. Everything's new. I have a gun now. What kind of gun?
It's a Smith & Wesson. Listen, so last year, black women buying guns shot up. Like the statistics.
No pun intended. We be shooting it up.
We be shooting it up. Black women and Asians bought a bunch of guns last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I fully understand why. You said in the Tonight Show set, you're like, I'm with a half Asian man, so we're ready for the race war. And that got me good. I was like, yeah, I mean, I think we'd all be on the same side.
Yes, he would be on our side, but all of his family would not.
Mm.
That's the real tea.
The half would be like, oh, I guess I have to be on the white side. I don't really want to fight with the whites, but like, I guess that's where my allegiance lies.
Or who's going to win? That's what they want to bet. Who's going to win? Which side?
Yeah, which side is going to actually win?
Like the Lannisters out this bitch.
Is it fun living in Atlanta?
I love it. Oh, my God. It's so beautiful. Fulton County. We turned the election. It's beautiful. It's gay and black as hell and like affluent, which is fantastic because, you know, we bougie.
Yes.
And the beauty of our neighborhood is there's all these like love is love. women's rights or human rights, all these signs on all the lawns. And the only ones you can tell that are the Trump supporters just have an American flag outside the house. Because they can't put the Trump sign in his neighborhood. But they're real Georgians. So they was like, we're going to put this American flag out. And that's it. Mm-hmm.
That is funny that people who we in left are like, love this. We have things to say. And then people who we in a little right are like, America.
Merca.
One more thing. Merca. And you're like, all right, that's it. Oh, yeah. And guns. And we come back with some guns. You're like, all right.
Yes. It's so strange. It's such a strange dichotomy down there. Mm-hmm. So, but I love it. But we're moving back to Brooklyn. But it was nice to chill in the pandemic with central air and a washer dryer.
I love how this pandemic has. I feel like people are now like, oh, I don't have to just stay here. I don't want to be here. I'm going to move. Pick up and fucking move. Let's buy.
Yes. That is the goal. I'm trying to be like you, boo. So first time homeowner is happening.
Ooh. Oh, you're buying a place?
Yes, in Brooklyn.
Congrats.
Thank you.
You love to fucking hear that. I love home ownership. I love making a tangible investment.
Yes.
Yes, queen. Get it.
Come on.
Congrats. That's so Black homeowner. Exciting.
Yes, yes.
Okay, tell me about your special. Did you have anxiety putting it together?
What you think?
I feel like some people are like, nah, put it together. That's what it is. I'm fucking sick as hell, bro. And I'm like, oh boy, putting mine together, I almost passed away.
No, girl. And so here's the thing that it happened where, you know, we had the whole pandemic and then I came out and booked the Tonight Show off a transcript.
Oh, really?
Yes. And
that's
then
wild.
Did the first Tonight Show on May 5th. Mm-hmm. And then from then they were like, Jimmy wants to produce your special. And I was like, yay, but I ain't been on stage in a year. Like, I haven't done hours for a year.
Uh-huh.
So I immediately called everyone I knew, Ramon Rivas in Ohio, like all my hustling friends. I was like, I need to run this hour because what the freaking Peacock.
Yeah.
It's their first special. It's Jimmy's first special, my first special. And anxiety was through the roof. And now that it's out, it feels like I took a gigantic dump and
yes.
I feel so much better.
Yeah. Oh my God. I feel the same way. I just, yeah, running it was a thing. Finding spots was a thing. Cause it's like, yeah, you can have a 15-minute spot, but I'm like, I know, I need to work out the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. I need to do transitions. I can't just be like 15 minutes. Hey guys, okay, that 15 minutes was over. All right, here's the next 15. I need to talk for an hour.
Yeah, gotta just fucking talk for an hour. I also love that pink dress you're wearing in the promos or the promo pictures. Where was that made for you? Where did you get that shit at?
Oh my gosh, it was a Tulle just masterpiece. You know, we are big fans of Tulle. Your purple dress in the car. I just loved it being pushed into the car. It was like Sex in the City when she had to be pushed into the limo.
At the wedding, yes.
Oh my God, it was so beautiful. Yeah, I found that out in the streets in like the garment district.
I fucking love to hear that because it's so fucking cute.
Thank you, boo. And it was like the night before they were like, oh, by the way, we're doing the promo tomorrow. And I was like, y'all wasn't gonna tell me.
Uh-huh.
It was like, just make sure you have a promo look. I don't live here.
I feel like they love springing shit on you. You're like, okay, we're doing this, this. And they're like, oh, also 100 other things. You're like, oh, didn't, okay.
Sure. And do you watch the show Legendary at all?
Yes. I watched the first season. I got to catch up on the second one because I hear the second one's better.
Well, fantastic. So I went to go get this dress right and I had my pink boots to match it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we're going to go OD for this promo. And I come out the store and there's this guy like trying to get in, but the place had closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I come out and I look and I was like, have we worked together? You just look familiar. And he was like, well, I dance. And I was like, oh, snap, you're on Legendary. He was one of the head leaders of the House of Arichi. I don't know if House of Arichi you saw on your season.
I don't remember.
But Omario Ricci was out there, and I showed him my boots and my pank, and he was like, oh, yes, girl, do it. So, you know, if a gay compliments you, yes, then everything, nothing matters.
It means you look pretty fucking good.
That's it. A gay and a baby. Those are my favorite compliments.
A baby who's never spoken a word before is like, damn, bitch, you look great.
Thank you.
Can I ask, have you ever thought, like, do you think you're going to get married? Do you think that's like, oh, yes. Okay, because I've been thinking about it lately. Also, I was like, how do I phrase this question? Because I don't want to, like, feel like I'm asking, like, a pressure question. But it's just like, in the world, do you think you'll get married? So, yes. What kind of cake do you think you're going to have?
That's hilarious because I hate that people never really eat the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Jean Grey at her wedding had a bunch of different pies. I just want like a dessert table. Like I had a cousin who had a dessert room for her wedding. They were very rich and Jewish. They had a dessert room. I want a dessert room and just all different desserts. And maybe have just like a little cake with, you know, the bride and groom on top. And that just be a little one. And we cut that together. And then everyone just like has all options of little desserts.
I'm so glad I asked that because I actually don't know if I ever want to get married. It's just like, that's just up in the air. Who fucking knows? But if I get married, I want a fucking dessert table.
Dessert table, dessert room. Yes. All of that energy.
Have you ever had a milk bar? It's like milk bars, birthday cake. It's like a naked birthday cake where there's no frosting on top, but in between the layers.
Yeah, and it's weird because I'm not really a frosting girl, but for my birthday, I take my special on my 40th birthday, and my friend Irene Morales sent me that cake.
Oh, see, that's so nice. I truly love that cake, but sometimes the consistency is inconsistent. Sometimes I'm like, this is dry.
Oh, and my
sometimes
God.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, this is moist.
I went into milk the other day, and they had a disclaimer on the wall. They changed the name of the crack pie to the milk bar pie, and they said, we apologize to anyone we offended calling it crack pie.
I need to meet the person who walked into milk and was like, I'm deeply offended that you think crack is sweet and delicious. It's not. It ruined my life.
It was a whole woke disclaimer. I almost fell out on the floor ordering a latte. I said, y'all are wildin'.
Crack I feel pie. Like.
That's what's ruining the community.
That's an insane thing. Yes. What? Just the fact that company needed to apologize to people?
It was on the wall.
We're living in the wildest fucking times, man. Like, that's nuts.
No more crack pie.
No more crack pie and milk. Sorry about it. Real quick, we got to take a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, so your social battery right now, is it drained? Is it bursting with energy? Like, what's going on? And like, why is it at these levels? Maybe it's not enough boundaries. Maybe you're less social, you know, at this time of the year. And it's easy to ignore these things and spreading ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings and stuff. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's important because finding a therapist is a little bit like dating. You're not going to click with everybody. So if you don't think they're for you, don't give up. Just try again. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dateme. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel, the science-based language learning app that actually works. Babbel's Quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Guess what? I love to travel. And honestly, traveling is better when you can speak the local language. So, ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying, me encanta papi. I think I said, I love you, daddy. Anyway, people just treat you better when you speak their language. Plus, it's nice not having to consult language apps while on vacation because I'm having fun in the sun. Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only from my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get 55% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. And we're back. Joya, let me ask you. So yes. I've heard, a little birdie told me, Mars, my producer, said that you lived with a dominatrix.
I absolutely lived with a dominatrix.
This is so fun for me. What was that like?
I lived with a dominatrix who was, as you can understand, a comedian. She was like an open micer. Mm-hmm. So she was new to the dominatrix game and she was feeling herself out. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, like, she wanted to get a dungeon space, like rent the space, but she couldn't afford it. So she asked me if she could bring the slaves to the house. And I was like, as long as you don't call them slaves to my African-American face. I need you to not.
That's so funny. Hey, can I bring slaves over first of all?
Ma'am.
You can't just call them slaves and say, can I bring slaves into the house? Because then you're like, will I become a slave?
I'm so confused.
What is this?
What's the criteria? I'm triggered.
So fucking funny.
I am triggered.
But also, my favorite thing, because I believe sex work is work.
Love
and it. Some people have a real issue with that. But I'm like, not being able to afford a dungeon space, I feel that on a level. Just like someone who maybe like sews is like, I wish I could afford a studio to sew. And she's like, I wish I could afford a studio to beat people step on them and call them a slave. Yes. That is so fucking funny.
Yes. And she couldn't do it because she was the open micer. So it's like, how do you get started dominatrixing? And when she said, can she bring them over? I was like, girl, absolutely. I need material. Like, why? Why would I not just let you bring? Hopefully we don't get murdered.
Boy.
But she brought these dudes. One of them was a foot slave. She'd be like, look, the foot slave is coming over. Do you want him to rub on your feet? I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Oh my God. I love that she's sharing.
Oh,
this is very funny to me because I'm like, surely they would just go right to her room, you know, whatever. And she's like, oh, I mean, they could, but like, if your feet need a little rub.
Caveat, he has to take his pants off while he rubs on your feet. Oh. I said, I am content with my feet not being touched by that man.
That's, oh, I love it. So did she bring any of her people over, her slaves?
Yeah, she brought the foot slave over and she brought the other guy who liked to, he would put on a little maid's outfit and clean up. But the joke there was that he's a white man and they are not good at cleaning. So get the top of the fridge. What are you doing? There's dust up there. You are terrible at this.
Did she walk around to be like, do better?
Oh, she would absolutely. She would like, get on your knees. Is that clean? Get down there, lick the floor.
Now, are you in like the living room watching like reruns of Living Single, listening to this in the background?
Living Single, different world. I'm chilling. I'm like, excuse me. I'm going about my business. I'm making tater tots. I'm just chilling.
So what else did she do? Did she have like good stories? Did she come home with stories and stuff?
She tried. She had a couple guys that were like the financial slaves. She really wanted to get into that, which is where you're just telling them what to do with their money.
Yes.
So it's like they want a mothery type of, they want to be yelled at. They want to be like, you're stupid. Give me your credit card. You cannot be in control of your money. This is what I'm buying you. You're dumb. You don't know how to dress. You don't know how to smell. I'm buying you expensive. You know, that's the type of stuff. But then also, I'm buying myself something as a penalty.
Boy, oh boy. I mean, that is the dream, to just yell at men and then be like, I also get to buy shit.
Absolutely. I was like, everyone needs this type of arrangement. Like sugardaddy.com need to update their settings.
I fucking love that. Did she ever like show you the outfits she would wear? Like, what kind of outfits?
Show me. She's walking around. She'd be like, I just bought this. Would you like to see? Because she was also a Virgo. So she, you know, we love to play dress up.
I really do.
She would come with her new shoes and her thigh highs and, you know, latex. We love latex. We love latex.
Anytime I see someone in tight latex, I'm like, how did you get into that?
Especially when it's a catsuit, girl. You'd be like,
yes,
that looks stressful.
And then if you have nails on top of that, I'm like, how did you not break all of your nails pulling it up?
I'm the worst. I break my nails putting on my shapewear.
Yes. I break my nails putting on my shoes and they fit. And they're not. They're like loose. I've worn them 100 times. And I'll put them on, leave the house and be like, 2 of my nails are broken now.
Oh, my God. I chipped my nail the day before the special. I got my nails done and then chipped them immediately. And I almost had a freaking meltdown.
I would have had, it would have, just would have added to anxiety. I think I got my nails done like 2 days before. I was like, okay, I have to get this done. I got to get my eyebrows done. I have to look nice because the people will talk about it and be very mean.
Absolutely. They so mean. And I didn't read so any mean. Of the comments.
See, you're better than I. I love reading comments.
Are you a cutter?
Yeah. My therapist is like, I do think it's close to like cutting or like hurting yourself. And if, oh God. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, someone who actually cuts is probably mad at me now, who's like, it's not the same thing.
Right.
Oh, boy, oh boy. It's hard to just talk freely. who am I? Milk bar? Sorry about that. Crack pie. Sorry about the cutting comment.
You better release us an apology.
Yeah, there's going to be an apology at the end of this episode podcast. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Anyway, I do read the comments just specifically because I'm, if someone has something constructive, nobody ever does. But I'm waiting for someone to be like, hey, the joke structure was off. I think it would have been funnier if you had done X, Y, and Z. Then I'd be like, oh, huh. Well, thank you. As opposed to like, you unfunny bitch. And I'm like, sometimes I am a bitch and comedy subjective. Okay.
Exactly. A guy told me after the Tonight Show, he was like, don't compare white people to the weather. That is racist.
Don't compare white people to the weather. I mean...
I said, thanks for watching.
I mean, every view counts.
Every view counts. It absolutely counts. Thank you so much. He's like, maybe I don't know comedy. Maybe you don't, sir.
Maybe you don't. Everybody has something to say about everything. And I find that so interesting.
Yeah. And I feel like that's the way you got to look at it. If you're looking at those comments, you're looking at it as, A, these people have zero agency in their own lives. B, they obviously wish they could do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And C, it only hurt people hurt people.
I believe that. Because sometimes I'll say something nasty about someone and then I'll really think about it and be like, oh, it's because I'm dealing with X, Y, and Z and I'm making fun of them and I shouldn't be.
Yeah. That's exactly like within the relationship because we have a couples therapist and if we start to get mean.
So how long into the relationship did you start seeing a couples? I think you said 3 months in the set. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. 3 months in. And I was asking all my friends, our mutual friends. I was like, who you see? Send me that name.
I think it's like really fucking healthy to be like, okay, so I'm in this to win this. We are going to have ups and downs. Let's just, because I think people wait till it's so bad to get a couple therapist, but it's like when it's good, let's talk.
That's exactly what it is. Like people wait till the house is on fire and it's like, let's do fire prevention now. Let's cover up these outlets.
let's fucking baby proof these outlets. It's like, the electrical fires happened, okay? The baby put a fucking fork in there.
There you go. That happened. So that's what he told us. Like, it's good that you guys are doing it now. He's like, so few couples do it in the beginning. But I was like, I'm a stand-up comedian. I hate white people and I hate men. So I need and help.
There's two checks there. I just think it's smart. Also, do you run your jokes past your boo-boo before you say them about him on stage?
No, and he saw that through Zoom. Like, we would be talking about something, and then I'd go in the room and be like, so I just had this conversation. And he'd be like, oh. Okay.
And he's fine with that? He doesn't have an issue?
He does not have an issue at all. And we've talked about it at length in therapy, too. And he's like, he just gets it. He gets it, and he's okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. That would be nice, because I went on a date with this guy who almost immediately was like, oh, you can talk about this on your podcast. He like said something half funny. And I said, ha ha, half a laugh. And he said, oh, you gonna mention it on your podcast? And I said, no.
No.
I surely won't.
That's even worse.
I don't.
Not laughing.
No, I absolutely will not. I will never mention this, but thank you for asking. I love that, you know, you had that thought, but no.
I love your enthusiasm there, bud. Spuddy.
Yeah. So are you touring again? No. Yeah. You're doing a show at the Bell House now.
Yes. Yes. I'm still in that sweet opener spot, and I love it. I'm here with Maria. I just did Town Hall with Buteau. I'm going down to, I'm going to be working with Fortune in Georgia.
Oh, and that's fun.
Gary Goldman in the Midwest. So, yeah. I mean, it's like, hey, I have no pressure there. I don't have to sell out this theater.
But do you have like a whole new 30?
I don't got no jokes. I don't have nothing. I don't have nothing.
We are going through the same thing. I did 15 fucking minutes on Tig's show the other night, and she was like, how much time do you want? And I said, 10? And then I looked at my phone. I was like, I hit 11. I was like, well, I can't believe I did this.
Oh,
my God. It's been truly an uphill battle.
No, I mean, I'm doing the jokes from the special. I can't, I'm having to get rid of these jokes. Mm-hmm. It hurts.
It does hurt.
I'm doing them perfectly now. They're perfect.
Yeah, they're all fucking worked out. I did it. They're perfect, beautiful jokes that I love.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm working from the ground up, man.
That's brave. I am not working from the ground up. I'm doing little commercials for the special in every city.
Little commercials for the special. If you like this, you can watch it again on Peacock. Thank
you. There you go. Thank you so much. I expand on these notions.
The other night I closed with an old joke from the special, but I forgot that it led from another joke. So midway through, I was like, oh, shit, they're not going to get. I was like, oh, okay, let's backtrack this. I've been just messy. I wrote this little, it's truly a very dumb song. And I started singing it and I went, oh, no. And then I restarted and I was like, oh, no. And then I was like, ah, you guys are all just watching me go, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Here's what happened. I wrote this song and I messed it up. Now, do you guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Clap.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to sing a song, clap again. We're going to pretend that first part never happened. And then I did the song to like a pretty tepid response. And then I fully was like, was it worth it? And they're like, yes. They're like, we're watching this woman break down fully in front of us.
It's a girl. We're fine. Like, are you okay?
It's like, are you okay? Do you want to like get in your car, go back home and really flesh that joke out before you say it in front of people again? And I'm like, I don't know if I will.
Whatever. I panicked. I threw it off the boat.
Oh, God. It's just comedy's hard. Living is hard.
Comedy is hard. It is absolutely hard. And y'all don't expect a singer to sing all new songs every time you see them.
Yeah, you'd be so mad if Beyonce didn't do Drunken Love or Formation or Single Ladies. You'd be so mad.
Yeah, so that's what we said, the hits. And it was Jackie Cation told me when I was like, okay, I just released the album, but what should I do for the special? And she was like, greatest hits, nobody knows you.
That's honestly such a fun, like, what a thinly veiled, almost insult. Yes. Bitch, nobody knows you. The greatest hits.
Yes. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. You are correct.
I put a joke from my half hour into my hour, and I was really tossing and turning about it. And I was like, oh, this, I love it. This, and it works.
Feeling like you're going to be set up by a shooting range. Someone's going to just execute you because you did it.
They're like, you stupid bitch. We've already heard it. Poppity pop, pop, pop. And you're like, ah. No, it's not happening. It's not happening. Nobody fucking cares.
No one cares. But not only does no one care, we want to hear it. Like, anytime I'm watching Maria, I love watching her do her jokes over and over again. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we got to get out our head. But good luck telling us that.
Truly. Deborah D. Giovanni, I think I'm saying her last name right, has this one joke that I fucking love. And this is like maybe 2 years ago. We were on the same show and I was like, hey, that one joke. And I described it. I was like, can you do that? Your nail polish joke? And she said, I haven't done it in so long. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, don't worry about that. Sorry. I really love. And then she got on stage and then she's like, this is for Nicole. And it was for me. I was like clapping and like.
Please do it reluctantly. That's the only way I want people to do their greatest hits is reluctantly.
Yeah, I fucking love it. So yes. Joyelle, let me ask.
Yes.
Are you a person who dated in high school or middle school?
Yeah, I had my first boyfriend from the marching band. I'm a marching band geek. And he was an identical twin and they both played the quad drums.
Oh, yes. Okay. I have no idea what the quad. Oh, is that like four drums strapped to their chest?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
So I did know what it was. All right. She's got.
You believed in yourself.
Knowledge. She got more knowledge than she thought.
You used context clues. I'm very proud of you.
I sure did. I was like marching. They're holding drums. Ooh, strapped to them. I am so not jealous, but I'm like, my goodness. How do you get a boyfriend when you're young? Because I'm old now and I'm like, how do I get a boyfriend now?
Period. And it was crazy because I haven't even dated that much. I was single for so long, but he was my first boyfriend. Mother hated me. And second boyfriend, mother hated me. I don't do good with mothers.
Why? Did they ever overtly tell you why? Or was it just like this passive aggressive feeling?
It was aggressive, aggressive. they weren't trying to hide it. I would walk in and they'd be like, hi. Like, just.
Oh, no.
Mad. And I was a kid. Wait. I was like, hey.
Hi, why don't you like me?
I don't know what I
can did. I stay for dinner? Are you mad?
Did you poison the dinner?
I'm nervous to meet someone's mother.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially when I was a kid. I was like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, those two boyfriends didn't. And then I just didn't date for a long time. And now I have my current guy.
When you weren't dating, was it a conscious effort? You were like, I don't want to be with anybody. Or were you just like, nothing's fucking working?
Nothing was working. I was trying to do, you know, dating apps. I was, of course, doing the sleeping with comics thing that is that we all know is a no, 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 no.
Yeah, that's a no, no.
How are we going to learn our lessons if we don't trip off the cliff? So, yeah, did that thing. And, yeah, I was always actively being like, somebody love me, please. Mm-hmm. Please.
So when you were on apps, did you do the reaching out? Were you the one hitting on people or did you let them come to you?
I would try to do a little bit of both. I tried the Bumble thing because I'm actually shy. People are surprised when I say that. They're like, you're not shy. I was like, I do. That's an act, you know. Beyonce is Sasha Fierce. Like that's Sasha Fierce on stage. But Joyelle's actually really shy. So I felt like it would be facing a fear if I'd be like, hello, hi, and try to make a little joke or something, you know, trying to reach out. But I didn't feel like I was good at it.
Bumble is incredibly hard. I did it for a hot second, but it was just too much rejection. I was like, oh my God, because men love to they say yes to everybody and then whittle it down.
Yes.
And nobody was ever saying yes to me in a real way. So Bumble's not for me.
Yeah, it wasn't. And then I just saw like, you know, I'm picky, so it'll be like, ugh, your grammar sucks via text. That's a great way to dry my panties all the way out.
Oh, boy. I am terrible at grammar. Sashir will literally decode my texts to like have to understand what I'm saying to her. Because sometimes I'll go back and read it and I'll text her back and be like, I'm so sorry. That barely made sense to me. And she was like, I got it. You just dropped a bunch of words and the punctuation was all over. I get what you're trying to say. And I'm like, okay.
Word salad.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to find somebody who's okay with that.
Yes, you have to, because it's like Sashir has known you for years, so she mm-hmm. can decode. And I'm like, if I don't know, you'd be like, girl. Did she take her meds?
And it's like, honestly, probably not. The ADHD be jumping around. She don't know. It's bad. Hey.
And I can't consistently take meds. That's why I've never been on them.
May I ask why, or is this personal?
No, I'm just not good at it. Like, I wasn't even good at birth control. Having to do something mm-hmm. consistently, I'm not good at consistency. So it's like meds for mental and meds for birth control. Mm-hmm. You have to be consistent. And I'm not good at it.
It's tough. So what I did was, so Adderall, you have to take 3 pills throughout the day. And I was like, do we not understand that ADHD, it's hard to remember to do anything? So I'm on a time-released one, and I put it right by my bed. And when I get out of bed, Lord Jesus, does she try to just take it right then? But, you know, sometimes you walk to the bathroom, and you go, why did I come in here? And you're like, dude, I don't think I have to pee. Then you walk back to the bed, and you're like, well, I don't need to go back to sleep. So then you walk back to the bathroom, and you're like, did I take my medicine? And you're like, don't know. Should have taken it when I first stepped out of the bed.
Absolutely. And then you'll look at your phone, and you'll be like, Chadwick mm-hmm. Boseman died. Mm-hmm. And then...
Yeah, and you're like, oh no, now I'm wrapped up in that. Yeah. Okay, was I supposed to do something?
Was I supposed to do something today?
Ugh. I have Apple Watch now, which is pretty rude because it celebrates your like fitness goals. Do you have an Apple Watch?
No, I'm not. I refuse watches.
Oh, I see. Well, I like got one to try to like figure out like my heart rate stuff, and I wanted to do like Apple Fitness or whatever because I like working out in my house and not going to the gym anymore, but it made this noise and then a little firework circle happened and it said, you have been active for 18 minutes. And I was like, okay, this is fucking rude. But the point I was trying to make is I lose my phone a lot and has a thing where it dings your phone.
Oh.
And I was like, this is game changing. And now I don't lose my phone at all.
That's fantastic. So it's tethered. Your phone is now tethered to you.
Yes, my phone is my tether to my wrist. But you got to remember to charge the Apple Watch. Yeah. Sometimes it's a bracelet that doesn't tell you the time or anything you need.
Sometimes it's just a pretty bracelet. Uh-huh. And yeah, I don't know if I'd be acclimated to that because I feel like once I just passed the 40 mark, I am in that technology no more.
Mm,
no new mm-hmm. technology. No new friends.
Yeah, no new friends. We can't do that. It's very hard.
I mean,
technology is fucking hard and I hate it.
Yeah, yeah. It's really difficult. Especially, you know, you like sit down to someone else's computer mm-hmm. or someone that will hand you their phone and you're like, what is this? Even if it's an Apple phone, I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't. My friend Gracie had... She has like her screen cut in half and then there's like shit up top and shit. And I was like, what? And there's like the time in the middle. And I was like, why? And it really, I was like, this looks hard. I could never use your phone.
Have to take picture.
Yeah. How do you do anything?
I don't get it.
Joyelle, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You have so much hair.
Oh yes.
How?
I think it's definitely one of the good things I got from my deadbeat dad. His hair was super thick and my mother's hair is super soft. And so mm-hmm. theirs meshed together and made this bird's nest.
I got to say, thank you so much for being honest. Because some people will be like, the nighttime regimen that I do, and I do hair masks and I only eat eggs and milk. But yeah. Sometimes it's just the jeans you got.
Yeah, it's just some jeans. And I wish I could stay consistent. Like, that's my mom's thing now. She loves to moisturize my hair. That's her new, like, old age just bonding. She's like, I got to do your hair. But she's, like, abrasive about it. I got to come over and I got to do your hair. I'm like, okay. Come over.
That's so sweet. I love that.
Yeah, so she's been making, like, yogurt mixes for me to... Because I'm, you know, it's like we be on the road and stuff and mm-hmm. hat. Do-rag, and my hair would be like, Could you put a leave-in conditioner? Yes,
anything. Water even, please. Yeah, my hair is always dehydrated and very upset with me. Yes. Sometimes I'll touch it. I'm like, my hair is a brick. It's not soft. It is so coarse and tough. Yeah, truly knocking on it. Being like, is anybody home? Yeah. No, she didn't moisturize. Yeah.
And they was like, oh, that's why you be having the breakage. Okay, you're right. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. My hair breaks so much. I'm wearing a hat right now because it's been in these nasty little braids for too damn long.
Oh, girl, I did the last braids I had. They dreadlocked a little bit, so I had to straight cut some of the hair off. You know that struggle.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. We were like, I guess this just gotta go.
I guess I left those in too long.
Uh-huh. Whenever I like braid my hair in box braids, I sometimes will let them go too long that they start dreading at the fucking base. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh no, I guess I gotta take these out and start over.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Yeah, it's okay. Lump it. We did it.
It's tough. It is tough. Okay, so Joyelle, you're in a relationship.
Yes.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to recreate how you met your boo, but what is some advice other than going to a funeral for me to meet somebody?
I tell everyone, did you make your list of everything you want?
I did.
You did?
Yes.
Is it current? How current is it?
Oh. Maybe I haven't done one in a minute.
Do a new one. Do a new one.
Okay.
Because it was when I finally made that decision to be like, I might not ever get with somebody. I might not ever have a baby. I might be alone. And that's when I was starting to make money. I was like, it's okay, because I'm making money. And so I was content. And the second I had that feeling and my list, I broke up with the dude I was dating and then got with my guy. And girl, I've been single this whole time, 17 years.
Oh. Okay, real quick, we have to take another break. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense, intense heat, lasting plump from the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. And we are back. Back to this list. Okay, so you don't have to share everything on the list, but what are like the top two things that you put on there?
Top two things. I definitely put not a comic. I definitely put that on the list. I definitely put someone who is emotionally available. Because I was dating so many people that were just like, withholding dance. You know? And I wanted someone taller than me. Ooh, that was my petty one. Ooh, that was my little petty one.
I think it's really funny when you see on the internet, they're like, come on, get you a short king. And it's like, okay, well, some people want that. Some people like a taller person. You like what you like. And maybe you'll surprise yourself.
I'm fine. I've dated short kings before. My first boyfriend was 5'6".
How tall are you?
5'10¼".
Oh, she's very tall.
She's very tall. So I'm fine with a short king, but our short king's fine with me because, you know, men have their issues. So I'm tall and funny.
The flip side to the meme. Yeah, tall, funny.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
for it's a lot. A male's ego. Mm-hmm. When a bitch, big bitches, big funny bitches.
I hope to have a partner one day introduce me as, oh yeah, I'm dating that big funny bitch over there. I'd be like, oh yeah, that's love. That's nice.
I did it. I'm bigger than everyone in the room. So especially in Hollywood, you know, we walk in looking like.
Well, here's the thing. I thought I was taller than I am. I'm only 5'5", so I'm really not taller than anybody. Who knew? I didn't. But I think those are like good things. Those are like good, clear things. Yeah. They're really like emotionally available.
Yeah, it's so necessary. And the fact that when I was like therapy, he was completely on board because he has his own therapist. I have my own therapist. And it's like a lot of men don't want to go to therapy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't want to go to therapy. So I was so happy that he was, you know, amenable to that.
Yeah, that's huge. I love therapy. I've been in therapy for a minute. I think it's great. I talk to this lady once a week who cares about me, but is not like fully invested in my life and has an objective opinion about things that I'm telling. Sometimes I'll be like, okay, so I did a thing and I know it's crazy. And she'll just be like, well, you needed to do it. Maybe you try not to do it again and we'll see.
And don't judge yourself.
Yes. That's a huge thing. Like, don't judge yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't judge yourself for being single. Don't judge yourself for being terrible at dating because I don't know I was. But I was like, I saw it all as practice. It's all practice. It's all rehearsal.
It is. It is all rehearsal. It is funny to think, what are we dating? We're dating in order to find the person that you want to spend just a chunk of time with.
Yeah.
And it's like, can I spend a chunk of time with you? No. Can I spend a chunk of time with you? No. Can you spend a chunk of time with me? Oh, you said hard no. Hard pass.
Hard pass? Oh, ghost? Okay.
Oh my God. Let me read to you what this man said to me on an app.
Please. Thank you.
Wait, let me find it. Okay, it's opening up. Boy, it's taking a minute. Okay. He said to me,
which app are you allowed to
this
say?
This is on Tinder. I can say it.
Okay, fine.
He said his first, he goes, hello. And I was like, hello. And then he said, just from your bio, you seem like a lot to deal with. LOL. I like it. And I was like, okay.
Why?
It's like one of those.
Why you say that to me?
Like a nagging thing where it's like, I'm going to insult you a little bit.
Absolutely. That's absolutely what that is.
I know I'm a lot, but I was like, you could tell me like a month in, 2 months in, that you
not
think
before
I'm a
we
lot.
Meet.
We haven't even met and you think I'm a lot.
Dude.
And then also that like sets up an expectation that you think I'm going to be a lot in person. And maybe I'll just be coming from work to this date and I'll just be like low key and chill.
Yeah. And everything you're going to do at that point is going to be a lot when you come in with that preconceived notion that I'm going to be a lot. So even if you're like, oh, this is too sweet. Oh, here this bitch goes.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm allowed to think something's too sweet. But since you think I'm a lot.
He's like, oh, boy, she thinks it's sweet. Oh, we're never going to hear the end of it. I'm like, right. Oh, my God. Yeah. And he's cute. But I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to go out with someone who already thinks I'm a lot. Mm-hmm.
No. There's no need for that. And it's funny because I also put on the list politics. That shit is so important, especially now with like vaccine. And I can't imagine some of my friends were saying they got to put it in their profiles, whether or not you are vaxxed or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because my homegirl went on a date and then realized on the date the guy was anti. He'd be like, oh, check. Immediately, please.
Yeah, man, just breathing COVID, giggling at her. No, we're living truly in the dumbest of times where you have to be like, do you believe in science? Like, Do you believe in elections and like things that have happened? Like, what reality do you live in?
Do you think if a child goes to a protest and murders people, that's okay?
Boy, oh boy, that was fucking nuts. And I love that, like, every Black person I follow is like, don't fucking text us today.
We taking a Black day. He killed white people and we got to take a Black day. That's how stressful America is. White people die, we still got to take a Black day.
So nuts. Everything is bad.
Bad. That's why it's like, if you're going through something bad, people, it's okay. We all okay. Patti LaBelle said in her verses, if you gained some weight during the pandemic, that's all right, baby. It's okay to be going through some bad, whatever bad is.
I love that. I haven't watched it yet, but I heard Chaka Khan was
messy. I heard she was messy.
I fucking love her. She was on Drag Race, and the episode I watched, she was so high. Her eyes were barely open. And I think Rue was like, and we have every woman. And she was like, mm-hmm. And I was like, Chaka Khan, that's your song. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a dream to just like be a retired icon, legendary singer and just being like, oh, me? I'm in the clouds all day long.
Oh, she be in the clouds. Yo, do you remember when Oprah threw that Legends Bowl?
Yes.
Did you see the singing for the brunch that they did where they were like passing the mic?
Yes, but I don't remember it because I haven't watched it in a minute.
Watch that clip again. You got to see the women in front of Chaka Khan when they pass the mic to her. It's like Leontine Price. And she like shades her. And it's Tina Turner, and they're just like sitting there like, this bitch. Like, they really have a this bitch on their faces. Oh. It's so funny. That's the blackest sentence I've said today. Leontine Price.
I wish Oprah would have another Legends Ball. I mean, when the Legends Ball happened, I said to myself, self, the goal is to be able to be invited to the Legends Brunch. And then she never did it again.
Oh, she's gonna do it again. You get the baby earrings. I just want some diamond earrings from Oprah. Is that too much to ask?
I mean, it is not too much to ask. If anything, I think it is a healthy, beautiful ask.
Or maybe Whoopi will throw a Legends for comedians.
Whoopi, if you're listening, I know you're a big fan. I know you love me so much. Just kidding. Whoopi Goldberg has no idea who I am. But yes, throw a Legends Ball for the Black comedians.
Yes, that would be hot.
That would be super hot.
Oh, we'd have to wear tulle.
Oh my God, I would wear the most tulle. I fucking love tulle.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, you feel elegant. You feel opulent. You feel beautiful. You feel stunning. You feel
girly. I love being a girl. I love being a girl. Yes.
I was talking to someone. And I was like, I don't really understand being non-binary. I mean, every day I just kind of feel either masculine or feminine, and I just kind of float between the two. And they were like, that's the definition of it. I was like, oh, but doesn't everyone kind of feel like that? Oh, boy.
Oh, we got some work to do with humanity.
Well, because like today, I'm like, this is pretty masculine. I'm not wearing my makeup. I'm wearing my little hat.
You look like you're about to set it off. You're giving very sexy Queen Latifah energy. I am here for it.
Thank you.
Rob a bank, bitch.
Yes. I fucking love Set It Off.
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies. That's one of my favorite hood classics. I saw Set It Off in Newark, New Jersey.
Yes, you did.
Opening weekend.
Ooh, wait. Honestly, probably a very good memory.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. When Queen Latifah kissed the girl.
Uh-huh.
The theater
lost their mind.
You couldn't hear anything for 5 minutes.
Because I remember watching that in my home and being like, yes, Cleo! That movie is so good. When they're on the chase and then her girlfriend's crying, I was like, oh my God, they're really in love.
The emotion of it all. Wasn't she like crying like in some sexy lingerie?
I believe so.
She was waiting for Cleo to come back.
She was waiting for her to come back. They were going to fuck on the money. And she's like, she's not coming back.
She's not coming back.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Absolutely.
Jada's best work.
Seeing that in the theater, like, oh my God, Black women are shooting. Mm-hmm. When she came into the bank door, mm-hmm. the wall with the car. It's like,
yes. Ah. God.
Yes.
I love it. And then that man from Scrubs, he's the cop. He's looking for them. And then he lets Stoney go. Oh, wow. Ruined it if you haven't seen it. Whatever. I didn't say that much. Whatever. Spoiler.
The new name of this podcast is Spoiler Alert with Nicole Byer.
Spoiler Alert. So I'm going to spoil 20-year-old movies. Thank you.
Yes, exactly. Oh, it's a classic.
I want to star in a remake. Like, I really want to be in a remake of. I don't think we should remake things, but I'm like, why not? It's fun. It's such a fun
Didn't
movie.
They say Issa was trying to do that.
Oh, was she? Issa, I know you're a big fan of the podcast. You listen to every episode. Just kidding. Issa Rae has no idea who I am. Let me be in your remake and set it off, please.
I think you should. I think she's non-binary enough.
Yeah. I could be Queen Latifah's part. Come on. I'll put on a masculine hat that day. I don't know. Gender's a prison. And I say, we got to break free.
We got to break free from the gender prison.
Okay, Joyelle, I have another question.
Yes.
So you met your boo in person. Were you flirting the first time you met? And what advice do you have for flirting?
No. So the first real time I met him, because he gets mad at me because I do not remember the first two times we met.
Joyelle.
I was like, we were grieving. I was sad. I don't remember. but I met him in Alana's kitchen, and we were just talking. And I was like, oh, he's such like, I was like, I love him. And that wasn't like, I'm in love with him. I was just like, I love him. You know, when you meet someone and you're like, yes. Oh, you're cool.
I love this person. They're fun to talk
you're
to. Yeah.
A cool person. And I didn't feel like I was flirting, but I remember feeling like, ooh, I would, you know, when you'd be like, ooh, uh-huh. Cleavage, like, should I enhance it? Should I put my shoulders back, stand up a little straighter? So yeah, saying all that to say, I think I'm terrible at flirting. Like, I'm goofy. Oh.
Okay.
I'm so goofy. Maybe it's I'm just the one like, that'll fall off the chair like, oops.
Oops, am I a cutie? I guess maybe that's the key. Stay true to who I am and just, you know, be a little flirt.
You have to, because people aren't, you know, once they settle in, we got to deal with the real girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to have to deal with me being a lunatic.
Marilyn Monroe, baby.
So, Joyelle, we have come to the end. Do you have anything you want to promote?
I have my album, Yell Joy, come out this Juneteenth of 2021. And I have my special Love Joy come out on November the 5th on Peacock. So, November 3rd. Watch those. Love Joy. Download the album. Watch it. Send me money.
Send me money. Yeah, what's your Venmo?
At Joyelle-Johnson.
So if you... like anything you heard, you want to, you know, pay a friend. There you go.
You should Venmo your black friends, okay? Venmo your black friends.
Just if you think about texting them, just Venmo them.
It is a reparation. Can start with you.
Yeah, you be the change you want to see in the world.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Joyelle, for being here.
Absolute pleasure.
If you liked this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can rate it, you can review, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you want to send me an email of any old thing, what is the email? It's whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com. Mars, did I get that right?
That's correct.
Oh, thank God. Okay. You know, it's an easy one to remember, but it's hard. Okay, so... this person sent me this dirty review. I listened 2 years worth of this podcast in a month and a half. I would definitely love to put a candle between your cheeks and eat that chocolate cake like there's no tomorrow. Then hit it with my meat stick like a pinata, waiting for all that sweet candy stuff to drip all over my mouth using and use that delicious sriracha like pussy liquid to lubricate. As lubricant to finger you softly while talking dirty Spanish to you. When we're done, I'll wrap you like a burrito and cuddle you until you decide you want to do it all over again. Wow. Okay. Ooh, that person's from Finland. Wow.
Yes. Go get you some healthcare.
Global. Okay.
He likes the song Truffle Butter.
Ugh. Ugh. Joyelle. Ugh. Goodbye.
That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.